Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Tennessee Public Records Directory, now online for TN Real Estate Pros. A new online directory provides centralized access to Tennessee public records. Real estate professionals in TN can streamline due diligence by quickly locating property records, liens, and ownership documents in one place. Bookmark this resource to speed up title research and property verification across Tennessee counties. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. New Tennessee Building Permit Guide helps agents navigate local permitting. Permit Flow has published a complete guide to building permits in Tennessee with municipal resources to simplify the permitting process. Real estate professionals in TN can use this resource to better advise clients on project timelines, avoid closing delays, and understand local requirements across municipalities. Bookmark http://www.permitflow.com/state/Tennessee for quick reference when clients need permitting guidance. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. TN Agents, How Commissions Work and Who Pays Bankrate Guide. Bankrate explains how real estate agents earn commissions as a percentage of a home's sale price and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps Tennessee agents communicate value clearly and navigate conversations with buyers and sellers. Review the full breakdown at the source link to sharpen your client conversations. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. Average TN Real Estate Commission Rates. What pros need to know. HomeLight breaks down the average Tennessee real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Tennessee agents position their value and guide clients on net proceeds. Review the full rate breakdown and seller tips at the link below to sharpen your listing conversations. Tennessee Real Estate Headlines. TN Commission Rates and Splits, How the NAR Settlement Reshapes Your Earnings. A new guide breaks down Tennessee's real estate commission landscape, covering average rates, commission splits, and how the NAR settlement is influencing commission structures. Understanding these evolving structures helps Tennessee agents protect their income and adapt their business models as industry norms shift. Review the full commission breakdown to stay ahead of changes in your market. https://www.bukobrirealestate.com/careerhub/blog/real-estate-commission-in-tennessee/. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville and Davidson County Property Assessor ensures fair, equitable appraisals. The Property Assessor of Nashville and Davidson County works to accurately appraise property in order to achieve fairness and equity across the metropolitan area. Accurate and equitable property assessments directly impact transaction values, tax obligations, and client guidance for real estate professionals operating in Tennessee's most active market. Review current appraisal methodologies and property records at https://www.pdctn.org/... to stay informed on local valuation standards. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Nashville Property Assessor's Real Property Search Tool, updated for TN Pros. The Nashville Property Assessor maintains a real property search system to identify, list, appraise, and classify all taxable properties for the annual assessment roll while educating property owners on appeals and assistance programs. TN real estate professionals can leverage this tool to verify assessed values, identify appeal opportunities for clients, and stay informed on property classifications that affect transactions and investment decisions in Nashville. Bookmark the Nashville Property Assessor's Real Property Search at https://pdctn.org/real-property-search/ for quick access during due diligence. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Metro Nashville Building Permits. What TN Real Estate Pros Should Know. The Department of Codes and Building Safety issues building permits and related trades permits for construction projects. Real estate professionals in TN need to understand Metro Nashville's permitting process to advise clients on project timelines and compliance requirements. Review permit requirements at https://www.nashville.gov/departments/construction-and-permits before listing or developing properties. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Hamilton County Building Permits, TN Real Estate Pros Guide to Local Government Services. Hamilton County, Tennessee provides government services, court information, and data related to building inspections and permits through its official county website. Real estate professionals in TN need reliable access to permit and inspection data to verify property compliance, assess transaction timelines, and advise clients on development requirements in Hamilton County. Bookmark Hamilton County's building permits page for quick reference on local inspection processes. http://www.hamiltontn.gov/building-permits.aspects. Tennessee Real Estate Updates. Knox County Property Search Tool supports TN real estate due diligence. Knox County provides an online property search portal for accessing property records and information. TN real estate professionals can use this official county resource to verify property details, research ownership history, and support client transactions in the Knoxville market. Bookmark propertyinfo.knoxcountytn.gov for quick access to Knox County property records during your next deal. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most TN jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after,